Torah Way, Northwest London, Erev Sukkos, Tovshi and Pei, Rav David Zulzbacher, Hallel with music.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Just before I start the actual subject, I came in and a junkie is talking about making your sukkah, your home during Sukkos. I just want to say the chinuch I grew up with, my father's Zayin Gezunt and now lives in Yerushalayim. When it came to Sukkos, the sukkah was where the lights were on, and the lounge in the house was all dark during Sukkos. We didn't live in the lounge. The lounge and dining room, the lights were off during Yom Tov, only in the sukkah.
Okay. It rain.
What?
What happened if it rained?
It didn't rain.
That's those days.
No, we had a good roof and we stayed in the sukkah. And that's also a subject, of staying in the sukkah even with the roof closed. Many poskim hold the midaraisa, you can still be yetzer. Okay. The subject of the shiur is Hallel with musical instruments. Now, I started thinking about this really a few weeks ago, and the shaila came to me. Nowadays, there seems to be, over the last few years, maybe started 20 years ago or so, maybe from Shlomo Kalibach's point of rocha, of slichus with musical instruments, with guitars. And we have to be very careful, not chas v'sholem, to do a categoria against Klal Yisrael, because there are thousands of Yidden who do come to slichus with music, an accompaniment of music. In Umman, tens of thousands of people do, so we have to be very careful not to just write them off, chas v'sholem. However, I did start thinking about the halacha of bringing an instrument into a shul to have davening with musical accompaniments. On Rosh Hashanah this year, a friend of mine gave me a kuntrus from the Chasidei Stolin, Kali and Stolin in Eretz Yisrael, and in it, there was an article by Rav Shmuel Rabinovitz. Rav Shmuel Rabinovitz is quite famous. He's the Rav of the Kosel and associated with Mekomos Kedosh. And in the Kosel as well, there are many groups that come with their guitars and they want to have a davening with music. So as the Rav of the Kosel, I'm not sure how he can enforce these halachas, but he goes into the shaila of having music during davening. So, I'm now going to ask, what about Hallel on Chol HaMoed? Now, time doesn't allow to discuss what about on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, through a goy. That's not going to be discussed in today's shiur, but all the poskim talk about it. So we're now talking about a weekday during Chol HaMoed. So, Hallel's got to be done by Simcha. So can you have flutes? Can you have a keyboard? To sing. Okay. Again, we have to be careful. There are shuls, and you can see this, shuls around the world, in America I know of them, where on Hallel, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and definitely on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, they do come with music. And I'm not talking about Hasron Reform, I'm talking about almost a new style davening. One thing is clear, that there's a huge maila in doing mitzvahs b'simcha. General avodas Hashem should be done b'simcha. If do as Hashem b'simcha, pasuk in Tehillim, well known the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Sukkah, very famous Rambam, hasimcha sheyismach odom b'asiyas ha-mitzvah ba'avas ha-keil, sheyitziva b'hem, the simcha that a person puts in when he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avodah gedolah lehi. And if you don't do it, says the Rambam, it's an Aveira, Tachas Asher Levatz Asher Pecha B'Simcha. So Simcha is a huge Aveira, an important thing. I came across a fascinating Alshich. The Alshich writes, Mordeke Chidush, Ki Ba'Avoidas Shomayim, Loi Hamase Ho'Ika, when you do a mitzvah, it's not the action which is the Ika, Ki Im HaSimcha Shesomach Bo V'Nase Bo. It's the simcha which you put into the mitzvah, that's the ikkah, and that's where you get the schar from. Chassidus Sfarim writes a lot about this, but I found already the Alshach says it. Now, that's talking about general Avodas Hashem. But that's Poshut, Avodas Utfila. And Tfila, therefore, definitely needs to be done B'Simcha. Now, this is not just, well, we're talking about Avodas Hashem, and Tfila is Avodah. It's Halach in Shulchan Aruch, even, that Tfila needs to be done B'Simcha. It's based on the Gemara in Brochus, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ein Ein Dim Le'Ispalel, Le'Mitech Atzvus. A person should daven, and he mustn't come into davening in a sad state. Ela mitzvah simcha shel mitzvah. A person has to come into davening b'simcha. Now we also know the Gemara says, after Eliyahu Hanavi ascended to Shemayim, his Talmid Elisha was very upset, sad, depressed, and he wasn't able to have the Shechina on him. Because the Shechina only comes mitzvah simcha. So what did he do? Kuli menagim, he asked that music should be played for him. Through music, he was able to be revived in the spirit of simcha. And when he had that simcha, he was able once again to have nevuah. So you see very clearly, in tefillah you need to be besimcha. We also see that musical instruments, as you see from Elisha, is definitely something which bring the person to Simcha, and we can have no greater makor than in the Beis HaMikdash itself. During the Avodah, it was, the Levim was singing, and there was musical instruments.
Musical Shabbos.
What?
In the Beis HaMikdash, did they play musical Shabbos?
I think they did, yeah, they did.
Yeah, Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash.
But that's only in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was no Shavuos.
The flute?
Yeah? Oh, we'll come to exactly when they did it. Okay, but, so the Chaira, and this is how careful one has to be in halacha. So we're almost putting a case together that perhaps you should have music in davening. Because davening needs to be besimcha. Music brings besimcha. In the Beis HaMikdash to have music. So maybe we're all doing it wrong that we don't have musical instruments. But this is how careful you have to be not to create halachas yourself. And you have to look at the poskim. What do the poskim say about this? Kimat. We don't find anyone in any historical testimony that there were shuls, that they had musical instruments. Since Bechlal, the poskim say, one of the reasons not to allow music in shul, and we talk about obviously on weekday, although we did say a Shabbos they do discuss as well, through a goy. But the fact that we don't see, we have no mekorah from any Rishonim anywhere that in davening there was music, that alone is reason not to bring it in. But however, we have to see what taka is the mekoros. Now, even in the Beis HaMikdosh, if you look carefully in the Mishnayis, in Tomid, the music was not during the main Avodah. It came at the end, at B'Shas Nisach Hayayin, not at the actual time of the Avodah. That's the Mishnah, beginning of Perikei in Tomid says. And where, of course, we do know there was music in the Beis HaMikdosh, that was the Simchas Beis HaSheva. That didn't take place in the Azorah, that took place in the Ezos Noshim. So, even using the Beis HaMikdosh as a Mekoyer is not poshut. Now, let me share with you something fascinating a few days ago. I met a Yid on Erev Yom Kippur. I had seen him, he lives in America, I know, lives in America. I saw him in Erev Yom Kippur here, and I'd also seen him Rosh Hashanah here in Golders Green. So I asked him, have you been here for this whole period? No. He went with his wife to Prague, and he was in Prague on Shabbos Shuvah. I said, where did you daven? He said, I davened to the Altonai Shul. Altonai Shul, I think, is the oldest functioning shul still in Europe. So I asked him, tell me, Friday night, did they say Nizmeh Shir Yema Shabbos twice? He says, yeah. I think they must have, I realized that. They must have made a mistake. I said, no, my friend. That was no mistake. In the Altonai Shul, they say Nizmeh Shir Yema Shabbos twice. And I explained to him the Mekor, and I came across this through my research about music in shul. Now, what is that? All the Mekoris which discuss the heter or the issa of having music in shul bring one makor that we do find music in a shul, musical instruments. And when is that? Chassam Seif already brings this. In the Kehillah Kedosha of Prague, in the Altenoi shul specifically, it used to be the other shuls as well, but specifically the Altenoi shul, on Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos, they would bring in musical instruments, and they would Kabbal Shabbos from L'chol Rana, L'chol Deidi, with tremendous gusto to bring in Shabbos through Simcha. However, so that Chas V'Shonah, the music doesn't go into Shabbos as well. So they made a takana. They would sing Mizmor Shirim Shabbos with musical instruments, and that was a general hisoros for Shabbos. Then they would put away those instruments, and it seems to be a bit of a hefsek, because it says very clearly, the Chacham Sofer writes, they would stop playing half an hour before the Zman, and then they would say Mizmor Shirim Shabbos a second time, and that was the time when they were Mekabel Shabbos, but not Chas V'Shalom with music. Even though now, and for whatever reason, they stopped playing the music in shul, nevertheless, the minhag of saying Mizmor Shirim Shabbos twice has still remained. In fact, at the very last pesuk before the Holocaust of Prague, he writes about this minhag. Even though we no longer play music in the shul, but the minhag of saying Mizmor Shirim Shabbos twice has still remained. Fascinating insight. So when you go to shul and you see something a bit strange, you think they're making a mistake, you never know the makor of why minhag has come about. One thing you do see from there, that there was a place, a shul, which had music in the shul at the time of davening. Interesting, the only other testimony we have of music in the shul was the Kirche Kedosha Livorno in Italy. They also write about playing music in Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they add, and on Chol HaMoed. But they don't say when on Chol HaMoed, at which part of davening. It could be that this is the one makor we could have of playing music during Hallel, because what on Chol HaMoed would be different, L'Chaira was Hallel, but I don't have any rhyme or foreshes to say that. It could be that after davening they would play, I don't know. But at least you have one makor that talks about playing music in a shul on Chol HaMoed. Now, there's a huge difference between Hallel and what they did in Prague, Kabbalah Shabbos. Because although it's in the shul and it's davening, Kabbalah Shabbos is definitely not me'ikah tefillah. Tefillah doesn't start with the Lechun Ramana. We call it go to davening, we start davening, but that's not me'ikah tefillah. It's like introductory, it's not Psukim de Zimra, it's less than that. It's Psukim from Tehillim, it brings us into the spirit of Shabbos, but it's not me'ikah tefillah. So even if we find in Mekor that there was a community which had music on in their shul, but it wasn't the Ikat Tefillah. In Livorno, on Chol HaMoed, that might be, if it wasn't Halal, and I don't have a raya, that might be a raya that you can, even in davening, because Halil, L'Chaira, is a chelek of davening. Also, where were these musical instruments? Maybe it was in the Chotzer. So in many of the Mekoros, it brings one of the Sefer Kvot Chachomim, Ulechein Kabbalah Shabbos, who besimcha gedoyla or beshirim ne'imim, Kabbalah Shabbos could be done besimcha with lovely songs, or bekahama kehilos, and in many kehilos of Ashkenaz, mekablim ha-Shabbos bebeis ha-Knesses bechli zemer. In the shul with klei zemer. And why? Ki ein hashin shchina shoyra ela metoich simcha. In order to have simcha, you need to have music. The Rabbonim of Livorno, who were discussing, and this is a whole thing which we won't have time to go into, when in Hamburg was the first shul, or temple rather, that they brought an organ into the temple, and that's what caused the whole discussion. So the Rabbonim in Livorno write, Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and they write there like this, even the people Gam ze lo yitarnu, that which we do allow sometimes music to play the shul, kim al yedei Yisraelim anoshim asher yiras Hashem belibam, that got be yidden with Yerushalayim, kedei lases nachas ruach leitzreinu, that it should be a nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, be yira ve'eim of a das Hashem, lechabit es Hashem k'roilom. So the music instruments, even though when you hear music, you've got no idea who's playing it, but you see very clearly that it's part of the avodah, and that avodah has to come from a person who's got Yerushalayim. There's one sefer, the Levush Modcha, he writes, even Prague is not a raya allowed to have musical instruments in shul. And this is fascinating. Again, you start looking at Minhagim, looking at the Mekoros, he says the reason they did it is only Bishum Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Because there were Moisrim who said that the Yidden hate that in the churches, the Havdil, they have musical instruments, and the Yidden despise it. So the Goyim in the Czech Republic, they actually wanted, I don't know what it was called then, they wanted to punish the Yidden for the way how they looked at the church in disdain. So for Bikuach Nefesh reasons, the Yidden also had to institute some form of music in their shul, and they did it before Shabbos. So even that, there's no raya that il chatchila you're allowed to do such a thing. Lemaisa, that seems to be a bit of a das yochid, because the way Chassam Sofer and others bring this minhag in Prague, they don't bring it as a Bikuach Nefesh. It seems adarav, it's a lechatchila, it's a wonderful thing to do. Lemaisa, even though we found in Prague and Livorno a heter and lechatchila, but we're questioning whether it's actually allowed in the tefillah itself. So what are the reasons that the poskim bring that it is problematic to do it? And there are many reasons, some of them absolute halacha, some more hashkofa. I will come to them. The nesivus, and this is the gedolei haposkim, the Nesivus, Rabbi Yaakov Nisser, writes very strongly. He says, Osa lenagin betfilah. And listen how he explains why. Ki ikka hatfilah hi bakoshas kapora. The main thing of davening is bakoshas kapora. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. Ve'ein roi levakesh kapora benegina. It's wrong that if you're davening to the Rebbeinu Shleila for kapora, then you're doing it with music. Ki rak bizman hamikdosh, shehoya avoynes miskaprim betzmidim, when the Beis HaMikdash stood and they brought the korban tamid, hoyu smeichim. Then he was tucked down with simcha. Mashein ki bizman hazeh, betfila. Nowadays, milvad she'ein boi reach mitzvah, apart from the fact there's no even smell of a mitzvah, and it shall bilti sofik, without doubt, shaloi lerotzein malka shaloi lom. This is Das Torah. He's not actually bringing halachic issa. He just says it cannot be that a tefillah is something which you're asking the Rebbeinu Shloim Rachamim. How can you daven and then ask the Rebbeinu Shloim and you're sitting there stringing a guitar? L'chayra, the fizeh, I was thinking, according to this nesivus, slichas, which is mamish bakoshas kapara. That's what slichas is. That it's the worst thing to do is to bring in a guitar and a flute, according to this nesivus. I says in the Sivas and Shulchan Aruch and Paskins, Ein Oyim Dem Nisvalel Ela Mitoich Simcha. That means before you start davening, before you come into shul, you should make yourself into a good mood, B'divrei Torah, that's how you should do it, and then come into that, but not Chas V'Shalom in the davening itself. The Chassam Sefer says an interesting Ha'ora, the Chassam Sefer, and all the Paskin bring the Chassam Sefer on this. We say, Pasuk, Eich noshi eshi Hashem al admas necho. He says, we sing al nares bovel, shon yoshav no gam bochinu. He says, how can we sing al admas necho? So he says, what's the loshon al admas necho? On the land of the goyim. He should say, lifnei b'nei necho, in front of the goyim. We can't sing. So he says, Muritik, when the Yidden went into Golos Bovel, the custom, the going there, wanted us to have a feeling that we're almost thanking Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, We are living in security, in safety. We're happy where we live in Bovel. And thank you, the British Rebbe, for giving us such a wonderful state of Bovel to live in. It rings bells of how people generally have a godless mentality, but that's what they wanted us to feel. So therefore, they said, Al Nares Bovel, Shom Yoshav no Gambo Chinu v'Zachrinus Tzirei, Eich Noshi Yeshir Hashem, how can we ever sing when we are in Bovel? Al Avnas Necho, when we are on this land, we want to be in Yerushalayim. We want to be the place where we can have real music. And that's only in the Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, there's almost a takana that without the Beis HaMikdosh, you cannot have music. Because the only place where you can have music is in the Beis HaMikdosh. To have music outside Eretz Yisrael, and even today in Eretz Yisrael without the Beis HaMikdosh, that's almost a chutzpah to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The only place we can have music is in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the reason not to have music in shuls, says the Chasam Sofer, is because almost a zeichel churban. We don't want Chas v'Shalom feel happy and secure without the Beis HaMikdosh. The Chasam Sofer also writes, and this is a whole other area, that there could be a problem of chukas hagoy, of having music. As we mentioned, the churches always have music, and therefore to have music in a shul is chukas hagoy. However, here we have to be careful, and this is the possible to discuss, is that dafka the musical instruments that the churches have, lahavdil? And what's the main thing which churches have? That's the organ. Which is why the poskim in the late 19th century made such a fuss when these temples brought in an organ, because that was mamishkei chukas hagoy. An interesting side thing through this Chasam Sofer, other poskim write, to have music in a shul, not only is it chukas hagoy because you're copying the goyim, but you also be misayeya divrei avera for those temples, those reformed places which have music in it, to do that, that's also, this could be an issur d'oraisa as well. The Mishnah Berurah passes this. He brings this Chasam Sofer. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chasam Sofer heavy writes, le'asay to forbid music af b'chol le'nagin be'beis haknesses. And he's not only talking about an organ. Generally, the Mishnah Berurah, it's a siman shin lamad chesif kotin yud, beforeish the Mishnah Berurah al shayla, that it's also to have any music in a shul. Now, sorry?
So
we said, Prague, the only time it was mutter, it was not b'shas tefillah. And that's the main thing. B'shas tefillah, you're not allowed to have music. Our question is in Livorno, because that's unclear. We have no clue. Was that actually during Halil? And that I don't know. But the only place which we ever find there was mutter, the Chasam Sofer brings this Prague, and he says, but that's not b'shas tefillah. Yes.
So maybe we should be, I'm not saying we should, but maybe one should ask for singing as well. Why only musical instruments?
So that's also
going to do that.
Yeah, so it says that dafke b'klei shir, that is, that's the level, but music itself, the chayre is ma'ira, a level of simcha, not like the level of the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's not quite the same as the church lehavdol. I was also thinking of the music, they're also singing. The Sridei Eish, that's where Weinberg, fascinating Shalos and Shubas. In fact, if you read the Sridei Eish, he was a fascinating personality. He was from Slobodka. He then became the last head of the Berliner Seminary, a massive Talmud Chochem. But you read his Shubas after the war, you see it's almost a history book of the period immediately after the war. So he discussed, again, the organ, and he brings there it's absolutely awesome. But he does write that mitzat hadin, you are allowed to daven in a shul, that the chofshim, the reformers, they daven in other days with an organ, because the tefillah with musical instruments is awesome. It doesn't make that the place is possible. The Ikris Moshe, we should find sign, he writes very strongly about bringing a musical instrument into a shul. Now, careful, we're talking about a shul, not a Beis HaMedrash. I know in this very Beis HaMedrash there's going to be a Simchas Pesach Sheva, but in a shul, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes very strongly, and the Menachas Yitzchok and other poskim, and they use a very interesting expression, and Rav Moshe uses the expression, Mechua Hadovah. It's dirty, it's disgusting to bring into a shul a musical instrument. When I saw this Rav Moshe, I remembered a couple of years ago, there was Achnosas Sefer Torah in Munks. They gave it in honor of Rabbi Feldman. And there was music by the shul. Now I remembered that there was a keyboard outside the actual shul. So the keyboard was outside the main, in the little hallway before the shul. So yesterday I asked Rabbi Greenberg, was this dafka? He says, absolutely, we would not bring a keyboard into the shul. Although it was outside and you could hear the music in the whole shul, but it's very interesting about a chuppah. So this is a bit tolerant. Some people will allow for a chuppah for simchas chosam and kala, which is very different because there it's be'etzem a simcha. But whether it would be allowed in a shul, so some shuls will never, monks will never allow it. Never allow a musical instrument in the shul. So it's very interesting, this whole thing. Lemaskona, we've only touched, not inside the shul.
Not
inside the shul. There's a keyboard outside the
shul. Last piece inside the shul?
Yes. Very interesting. I asked
that. That's where the music is coming from.
That's okay. Not the instrument. Very interesting that. Yes.
Some shuls have a Chazonas concert, like on a Motzei Shabbos, and they have musical instruments.
I must be honest. Yeah. I hope we're not recording this, but I'm very bothered about that.
Right.
In other words, they bring in a piano and musical instruments. According to Rav Moshe, he says, even if you're doing it, that's what he was talking about. Even if you're doing it for stocker reasons, it's mechua hadova, and you mustn't do it. Obviously, those shuls are matter it. There's a machlekes about it. But you see how strong it is, this issa of not only talk about playing music, having a musical instrument in a shul. The maskana, we're going to finish now, that an organ in shul, there's absolutely no heter at all. It's chukas hagoi, deraisa, it's also chikli haminim, which we spoke about copying the reform. Ordinary instruments, then we saw that it's osa because of the churban. Either the way how the Nesivos explained it, because only the Beis HaMikdash with the Miskaprim through our voice you could have music, but now that we're davening to ask for Kapora, it doesn't make sense to have musical instruments. Or the Chassam Sefer says, davka not to have music because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and it's almost Zecher the Churban. Then the Shaila is Tefillah, when you're davening, but it's not part of the Ikre HaTefillah. So, Kabbalah Shabbos, we saw in Prague they were matter, although we saw maybe it's not so, maybe only because of Kruach Nefesh. Halel, the Pashtas, should be Osa, because Halel is the Iker Chelek HaTfilah. What about Slichas? So Slichas, one would argue, is not the Iker HaTfilah. But I would like to share with you an incredible Levush. The Levush writes that the structure of our Slichas is a structure of tefillah. We start with Ashrei. We then have Ke'ilu Psukah de Zimra. Then we do the Yud Gimel Midas. Then we Tachnun. And the biggest Raya. Excellent. We finish with Tiskabel Tzeloisoi. The only time we ever say Tiskabel is only after Shemoneh Esrei. And yet we say it after Slichas. According to this, and honestly, I'm not a Poisek. And chas v'shalom for me to make a category against all those people who do bring music for slichas. But A, there's a problem bringing music in the shul altogether. And B, if it's mamshe tefillah, if slichas is tefillah, l'chayro would be also to have music instruments. Obviously, those people who do it, yesh lehem al minisbech. But based on the sukkah which we've been learning from the poskim, it seems that's also. So Rav Shmuel Rabinovitz, who was asked this question about having musical instruments by the Kosel, and the Kosel is a mock tefillah, he said, absolutely osa. How it's going to be, how he's able to enforce it, I don't know. They have all types of things going on, unfortunately, by the Kosel. What? That's even more chorban, mamish, mock mamikdosh. So, I mean, he quotes all that. Al Kaponim, the main thing, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to finish off that Sukkos is as man simcha seilu. And we have to be when we daven in a state of simcha. However, within the shul itself, or within the tefillah, it would be also to have any musical instruments. Which means to have the ultimate simcha. Now we understand what the ultimate simcha is. To have the Beis HaMikdash, we'll be able to have musical instruments, and we'll be able to share Hashem, not at the Ad Maslecha, in Yerushalayim, the Korah, Bimeno, the Binyan, Gael, Tzedek, Bimeno,
Rabbi Yisrael, I didn't ask to do a small announcement. Just bear with me for a second. Just switch this off.